KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies with occasional rain this morning. Had some light rain or drizzle this afternoon. A high today around 52 degrees this morning. Temperatures will be nearly steady or slowly falling throughout the day. Winds shifting from the south to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, bringing in those colder temperatures. Radar only shows a few light sprinkles over between the Stewart, Menlo, and Dexter area, and then in southwestern Harrison County. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, officials of the Taylor County Sheriff's Office report traffic on State Highway 148 near the Missouri border, mile marker 2, is currently slowed due to an overturned tractor trailer. The road may be temporarily closed this morning to clean up the accident. Authorities say you should take that into account if you have any travel plans along that route, and updates will be posted when they're available. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer Wednesday released a report on arrests dating back to November 30th. Most recently, on Sunday, 27-year-old Cassandra Preston Burstrom Hoagland of Council Bluffs was arrested on warrants for violation of probation and failure to appear. On December 21st, 25-year-old Joseph Ray Perkins of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse, third offense, criminal mischief, fourth offense and degree, and a possession of drug paraphernalia. On December 20th, 30-year-old J. Robert Edwin Pedrin of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse. Last week on December 19th, 24-year-old Kaz Ryan Kozad of Audubon was arrested for probation violation. On December 16th, 79-year-old James Lionel Wheeler of Audubon was arrested by Audubon police for disorderly conduct. On December 9th, 50-year-old Paul Dana Kay of Santee, California was arrested for disorderly conduct. And on December 5th, 40-year-old Joshua Robert Sanders of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse. And Audubon police on November 30th arrested 19-year-old Dakota Rain Topher of Audubon on a theft charge. Police in Glenwood on Monday arrested 43-year-old Harold Seeberger of Oakland. Seeberger was taken into custody for being a fugitive from justice. His cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. And a Mills County Sheriff's deputy car was damaged when the vehicle struck a deer at around 6:50 p.m. on December 18th. Deputy Denise Jens of Glenwood was driving her assigned a 2014 Dodge Charger patrol vehicle when the vehicle hit the deer on Highway 34. Damage to the cruiser was estimated at $3,000. There were no injuries reported. Mills County Sheriff's Office says 9 people were arrested between last Friday and Christmas Day. At around 9:40 p.m. on Christmas Day, 57-year-old Brian Lee Hansen of Emerson was arrested for reckless use of a firearm. His bond was set at $300. And separately, 29-year-old Bryce Franklin Simmons of Bellevue, Nebraska was arrested for OWI first offense. 3 arrests took place in Mills County on Monday. 32-year-old Frank Cates of Clarinda was arrested for driving while barred. 23-year-old Jeffrey Witt of Villisca was arrested on 2 counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug, possession of a controlled substance, possessing contraband, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 24-year-old Sean Cody Lee Anderson of Monroe, Wisconsin was arrested Monday for possession of a controlled substance. Last Saturday morning, 42-year-old Chad Fulton of Malvern was arrested in Mills County for OWI second offense and open container. And there were 3 arrests Friday in Mills County. 51-year-old Darren Brooks of Pacific Junction arrested for violation of probation and domestic abuse assault. 54-year-old Andrew Clusaw of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation. And 51-year-old Stephen Curtis Courtney of Council Bluffs was arrested Friday on a warrant for theft in the first degree and ongoing criminal conduct. More than 24 Iowa state parks are hosting so-called first day hikes next Tuesday on New Year's Day. And free hikes are guided by the park staff. Todd Caulfield, chief of the Iowa DNR State Parks Bureau, says hikers get a chance to experience the quiet beauty of nature in winter, as well as spectacular views and a host of cultural treasures offered by Iowa's state parks.
The ability for people to get out and exercise in a controlled environment. I say that because you have other people there. You have the support. A lot of the locations have a warming house, so there's going to be a fire going, some coffee and hot cocoa, depending on what your flavor is. But this is the best way to get started on some of those resolutions.
Many parks have hosted first-day hikes for 5 years now, with 27 parks participating this time around. Caulfield says the hikes are a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family, in addition to learning about the parks.
You're going to see wildlife. You're going to see birds. You're going to see the habitat as it exists in these beautiful areas that we have. All the while, you're going to be going through the hike, listening and watching and following, and then before you know it, it'll be over, and you'll have your steps in for the day. You'll get started on that resolution, and really, hopefully, you make a new friend.
The hikes will all start out relatively short, but they can be much longer depending on the location.
Staff are pretty cognizant that we have a lot of different user groups, and that some of them are going to be a mile long, some of them be a mile and a half, and some of them will be as long as you want. You can get a hike in all the way around the lake. You can get a hike in all the way around the park. And a lot of those parks have different opportunities.
In the past years, more than 1,200 people began the year in an Iowa state park, hiking more than 1,100 total miles. The 2019 first day hikes will be held locally at the Prairie Rose State Park, Springbrook State Park, Green Valley State Park, Lake Anita State Park, and Waubonsie State Park. You can learn more at www.iowadnr.gov/first-day-hikes. In the funeral announcements, Gene Leslie, age 80, of Atlantic, died December 15th. Funeral services for Gene Leslie will be today at 10:30 at the Evangelical Free Church of Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Don Weisenborn, age 89, of Sac City, died Sunday. Funeral services for Don Weisenborn will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Sac City. Farber and Ottoman Funeral Home of Sac City has arrangements. Eldon Ortiz, age 72, of Cumberland, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Eldon Ortiz will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Jenny, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for John Jenny will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Floyd Fazer, age 101, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A mass of Christian burial for Floyd Fazer will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Dallas Strand, age 76, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Dallas Strand will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janice Black, age 83, of Exira, died December 20th. Funeral services for Janice Black will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Vaughn Gross, age 64, of Erling, died Tuesday. Services for Vaughn Gross are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Heather Messing, age 30, of Atlantic, died Monday in Florida. Services for Heather Messing are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irene Nelson, age 88, of Las Vegas and formerly of Adair, died Monday. Services for Irene Nelson are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.